B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good morning.
Draft day.
It is draft day. NFL draft day one. It's also game one. Bruins.
Yeah.
Blue Jackets.
We're gonna inundate you with information from the city of Columbus today. We're gonna learn what Columbus is.
Not gonna lie, if you have tickets for tonight, it's a good day, friends. It's starting to feel like playoff weather around here.
Today and
gorgeous
Saturday.
Day. Is Saturday going to be nice?
I got an itch. I got an itch.
Saturday going to be nice?
I got an itch to go Saturday.
Well, Hardy and I are committed to the cause on Saturday.
I'm in.
Whoa! I'm in. We're going.
You're going.
Going.
We're all going.
We're going. I'm going to get a jersey. We're getting on a jumbotron.
All right, then. We're going.
I'm slamming beer.
It's decided.
Okay, we're going.
It's decided.
Somebody drive. Figure it out. Why don't you take the train? Right to North Station.
Station event. Me on the train. Fired up now. Hey. Right.
Okay.
More on that later.
More on that in a little bit. But that
is, I ain't riding any train.
That plan's coming together. That one's coming together.
I'm not
all
getting
right.
Any infection.
Here's
I'll
what
fist
I
pump people, but I'm not getting on a train.
Get any infection?
I'll hang out in a concourse.
You get it more infected riding in your own car.
No way. Possible.
You know what I like about the weather?
What's that?
Not very humid.
No, very
it's gonna,
dry.
It's going to warm
Almost
up,
cool.
But it's a dry. It's dry.
Almost
yeah.
Cool.
Yes. That's cold. Okay. The humidity. I just want good ice. Right.
Yes.
Keep the.
Yes.
Humidity down.
Crank the AC. Keep the humidity keep down. Good ice.
Cold in the garden.
Beautiful
good ice.
Ice.
Good ice tonight.
Beautiful, beautiful ice. All right. The draft is happening tonight. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to, obviously, the Bruins today. A lot of items on the table. But I do want to get to this. Ben Roethlisberger signed a contract extension, which was reported yesterday, early yesterday, if not two days ago. We didn't have the money.
And 2 days ago, the money came in yesterday.
Well, you know, it was one of those things where you saw it and you said, oh, that's interesting. Okay, they tacked on a couple of years. Well, we'll see what the money is.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like 25 a year, not a ton of guarantees, and I almost drove off the road when the information hit on the way home.
I did not realize, Scott Zolak, that Ben Roethlisberger was also going into the final year of his contract. Did you know that?
Final year of a 4-year deal, yes.
I didn't know that. Yep. I didn't know that him and Brady were both going into the final year of their deals.
Both going into walk years, and this is one where you can look at a guy that's established, a franchise quarterback that isn't 31. We're not talking about Russ Wilson here. We're talking about a guy that's 37. So comparable to Brady, a guy that actually talked more about retiring before Brady has. Because body doesn't feel great, breaking down. Maybe I'm not
He's
in
37.
It. He's 37. Which
five
is very,
years younger than Brady.
Yeah, four.
But he's...
I asked you a question in
physically,
the...
Physically, about the same age. That's maybe, what I would say.
Maybe a little worse. I asked you a question in the back room. If you're sitting there and your team moving forward, do you feel better about Ben Roethlisberger, full well knowing his physical state and him always being in a walking boot, or Tom Brady?
Oh, it's Tom Brady. It's not even close.
Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger is always beat up.
Now,
Ben Roethlisberger has taken a beating in his career.
Take away.
Ben Roethlisberger is just a bigger guy. I mean, he's
his game's
sort
predicated
of a
on extended plays and me breaking down and me throwing the ball to Antonio Brown. Oh, who isn't there? Or flipping it to Le'Veon Bell. Oh, who isn't there? He's got juju in other guys right now. So Pittsburgh said, we want you here till the end of your career.
So the Steelers gave him a contract extension and tacked on 2 years through 2021. It's for the 2020 and 2021 seasons.
Okay.
Which you could envision the Patriots doing something similar in the way of a contract extension.
Yes.
A 2 year tack on, if you will. They paid him over those 2 years $68 million. $68 million, including $37.5 million of it in the form of a signing bonus, a $30 million injury guarantee.
Which who gets hurt more than him? Nobody.
And that's the new money over those 2 years. That's not combining this current year. That is a new two-year deal worth $68 million that they added on.
What I see, something going on that he was...
$4 million per season for those 2 years.
Did I see something right that I was scrolling through stuff that he counted only $12 million towards the cap in this final year? That was his cap number?
This coming year?
Yeah.
I can look that up for you. I didn't see that.
I think it was in the teens or low. Around 12, which said, hey, we got to do this.
Why it made it easier to give him that giant signing bonus.
Right, because you could bury it in that first year too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just the money.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That is really the first comparable because of the age and the breaking down of the player from a physical standpoint.
Same phase of their career.
Yeah. Yeah, Twilight. Yeah. You want to finish the final 2-3 years with your team. This is Drew Brees and Brady.
When I saw the money yesterday, I immediately thought, oh, this complicates things.
Yeah.
This is going to make it harder to get a deal done.
And I don't think he would do it, but just not show up. And say to camp, how about Edelman? Say you bring in, and there's stuff, and I'm driving around yesterday.
Brady's got a contract. He's going to show up and play on his contract.
I know that. But
it's about, does he get a contract down before the season starts?
Just play the game. If you really want to, like, push the buttons and say, hey, I want to get, like, there's stuff happening around this league that now needs to happen to me, or else this is going to happen. Stuff was thrown around with Aguilar's name. Being out there at $9 million. What do you want to trade for that guy at 2 or 3 to bring him in to get 4 times as much as Edelman? Now you create a pathway for Edelman to even potentially hold out.
Feeling more and more like this number for him is going to have to be $30 million and up.
Brady's? Yeah, I'd think 30 to 35.
Well, I mean, 35 is top of the market.
Right.
35 is Russell Wilson. 34 is Ben Roethlisberger. Right.
Ben has 2 rings. Tom has 6.
34 is Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, that's the top of the market. And Brady's never gone for the very, very top of the market. So I don't expect him to do that again. But you know what's now below top of the market? 28 to 30.
Yeah.
Is now below the top of the market. Yeah. It's not like there's just one guy up in that $35 million range.
No, there's a bunch now.
It's now multiple guys.
Right.
We just saw in recent weeks, Russell Wilson and Ben Roethlisberger put themselves in that category.
Yeah. Russ Wilson, the guy you beat. Yeah, the guy threw the pick at the end. Hey, what happened on that play? I don't know. You threw it. I mean, he's the one to ask Pete, what happened? You threw it. Read it out. I mean, that happened. Yeah, and that guy got paid. I don't understand why they had to pay that guy. That's why it's interesting tonight with this draft. And if you think you got a franchise guy, you better take him. Better take him in round one. You got five years of control on him.
At quarterback.
5 years of control on him. I'm not saying here. I'm saying if you're one of those top 10 teams picking tonight and you think, boy, there's a franchise guy sitting here because you think Haskins, you know, Daniel Jones, who I'm out on. And let's get you more fired up for tonight. And what if the Patriots do take somebody tonight? Is that a sign? Is that a signal? And Brady posted another video yesterday. Here I am. I'm ready to go. Anybody want to return this? I'm working out. I'm here. I'm throwing Edelman.
Yeah, I told you this last week.
Boston College Indoor Complex.
If the Patriots draft a quarterback, I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
Because I really don't understand why you would believe that they just want to ride it out for 4 more years with the guy they draft and do what they did with Garoppolo. They're not going to do that another second time.
Because here's the problem.
They're going to go with the guy. They're going to go with the kid second time around.
Can we put a demarcation on this, though?
What?
It's got to be first round or second round, right?
Yes,
if they draft a third
high
round
second.
Guy tomorrow night, then whatever.
Second round.
And not even late second. It's got to be high second.
Why? Jimmy Garoppolo is 64, right?
Yeah. So it's first 2 rounds.
All right. Yeah. So is Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph, second round.
He was 75. We just looked it up.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
First 2 rounds.
They must like him a lot.
Yeah, they must love him a lot to give Ben $68 million pretty much guaranteed. Yeah.
But that seems to be the mark where his first 2 rounds is a legit guy. Third round and after is just taking a flyer. Shot.
Third round, you're taking a shot. Third and later, I'm fourth round. Yeah, take a shot. Me, yeah. Take a shot. Yeah. Sports Radio.
Technically third round, though. Third round money.
Exactly. Well, I held out for third round money. I had a great agent, Ralph Sindrich, for anybody out there.
Yeah, you were a fourth round pick, but you really were a third round pick.
Right. Bought a Ford Explorer and three gold chains after that.
Still got the chains?
I have one of them.
Yeah. What'd you do with the other two? You sell them?
Sold them.
Yeah. That's good.
They were thinner. I saved a big fat one with the 16 on it.
You still got that one?
Yeah.
You wear that someday?
No.
That'd be fun. So, yeah. Then now Brady needs money that's going to be up in the $30 million range, and I think it's worth watching. Do the Patriots consider drafting a quarterback in this draft? I think this is a draft storyline going into tonight and tomorrow night. What do they do?
You didn't need this bet information right now. You really didn't.
Who's they? Patriots?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson was one thing. Russell Wilson's in the prime of his career. Ben Roethlisberger is not.
Ben dates it.
He's in the same phase as Tom Brady. Yeah.
Plus, you've had that guy's number.
And that, I saw it and I go, oh, this is going to complicate things.
Yes.
Because Brady now knows that the market for a guy at his point in his career is still, even if he's not taking top dollar, is still in that $30 million range.
Right.
That's a lot of money. If you can draft a guy and go young and go cheaper, would you do it? Would they do it?
That would be...
I wouldn't do it. You know my thought.
That'd be such a...
Hell no.
That'd be such a pissed off, bad sign for Brady because of the amount of holes that you have and the amount of need that you have in other positions.
Right.
Because if Brady's here, this guy's not going to play anyway. Like, I'm there anyway. My backup's out in San Francisco making $27 million a year. That's how bad things are here.
This is perfect for Brady. He can sign right now a two-year, $50 million contract, fully guaranteed, and look like the hero.
Yes.
Because he took less.
Yeah.
He will have taken...
It's absolutely perfect for him.
He will have taken a lot less.
And we'll sit here and we'll laugh at Pittsburgh because of the head coach, the quarterback, and how they've just let that thing go to hell.
I need a Mike Tomlin press conference on this extension right now.
Do you know who's made money by not signing a deal in the last year? Tom Brady. He's made a lot of money now. A lot more money that he has made by this deal not being done a year ago or not being done 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Or being done last year at training camp when they were doing the tweaks instead of, you know, really considering doing an extension then.
Yeah. My sister texted.
They've only cost themselves money. The team has.
My sister texted, too. He said, don't forget, you also bought me a Mustang.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Nice GT. Then she hit a hedge for the first day.
Oh, well, it happens. Was
fast.
It a stick or was it automatic?
Oh, it's automatic. She can't drive a
stick. Yeah, I figured that. Yeah. 617-779-0985. Draft starts tonight, and there's Patriots rumors already flying, so about who they're going to go after.
Mm.
Not a quarterback. Some other names to give you.
Right.
All right, we'll do that coming up. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The player who the New England Patriots will take at 32, if they stay, and you're going to put $5 down versus any other player who you can choose in this draft, who are you putting your $5 on?
6'3", corner out of Vanderbilt, intelligent as hell, Jawan Williams, a big Hawking corner who we had on our show and absolutely blew me away. Smart as can be, great personality, and wants to do whatever a team is asking for. He looked like a Patriot the second he walked in. Jawan Williams, Vanderbilt. That's my pick.
Peter Schrager, I'm with Peter King, talking about who the Patriots will draft. He goes with a corner out of Vanderbilt, Jawan Williams. Also has been selected on the Felgrimaz big board, Jawan Williams. Very intelligent player, apparently. Willing to do whatever is asked of him. Wouldn't you wish that every player in the first round of the NFL draft would have that tag? Smart. Willing to work hard.
Yeah.
You would think. But we just know that's not true. But that's what we've got. That's what we're hearing right now. We're hearing Jo'Wan Williams' name tossed around left and right.
You want an NFL comp for him?
Yeah, give me a comp. I read a story yesterday when I heard this, when I first saw this, that he's the Richard Sherman of this draft.
That's the guy, Richard Sherman.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yep.
Well, then never mind. There you have it. He's the Richard Sherman of the draft. Your thoughts, though?
All of a sudden, that's your number one need? 32?
It's not. It's not your number one need.
But is that best player available? See, are you in a position where you draft best player available on the board?
Bert Breer has it as well on MMQB. Has it in his mock draft.
Most pro-ready guy at the Patriots at 32. Right.
Belichick kind of has a type for the first-round pick.
Yeah, Breer wrote this. Bill Belichick is always looking ahead. And he mentioned in his pre-draft press conference the need to match up with bigger receivers and athletic tight ends.
Oh.
The Patriots have had Patrick Chung in that role for a while. They could find another bigger version of him.
Just gave him an extension, huh?
And I think that's what they see in this guy, rather than just lining up as a corner like most are doing.
Yeah, Chung ain't going anywhere anytime soon. They just gave him an extension, gave him a $4 million bonus. McCourty's here. You know, you've got Gilmore. Got J.C. Jackson. You've got Crossen. I mean, can this... You know, what are you doing with, what was the other kid? Damn, he couldn't get on the damn field last year. It's injured reserve.
J.C. Jackson?
No.
Oh,
Duke Dawson.
Duke Dawson, thank you. Jesus. 29, right?
Bert also reported this, by the way, like earlier this month. It's not the first time he's written about Jo'Wan Williams and the Patriots. He said earlier in the month that the Patriots had interest. Mm. So he might be an informed mock draft on his part.
And it's Jo'Wan, not Jo'Wan, Jo'Wan.
Joe.
It's not Jo'Wan.
So did I say Jo'Wan?
Yeah, so everyone's going to say Jo'Wan.
Jo'Wan. Yes.
So his parents couldn't decide whether she was going to name Joe or Juan.
And they went with both.
Let's just go Jo'Wan.
Jo'Wan.
Yeah.
Not Jo'Wan, Jo'Wan.
I always thought like Obi-Wan Kenobi was
the opposite of
Obi-Wan.
John Jose, right?
Yeah. Jo'Wan. Would you be happy if they draft a corner and not address their needs at tight end or not address their needs? I don't know. They have multiple needs on the team.
Well, if
receiver,
if Hockenson
tight end.
And Font are gone, you know, the top 20, then you know, where's the Smith kid? Where's the Smith kid from Alabama?
It's a D-heavy draft. Gone. What if you could get a defensive end? You could get a nice edge rusher.
If you're throwing darts at the Patriots pick, you're taking either corner, defensive lineman, or tackle.
If they you're throwing tackle. Darts,
the last
they
10 years, Belichick's first-round picks, that's what he goes with.
They just drafted a tackle last year.
How many more does Marcus Cannon have? And what if Wynn's a front-side guy, meaning a right-side tackle, and you're looking for a bigger, taller backside guy, like they've had in Matt Light, like they've had in Solder, like they've had in Sebastian Vollmer, who was 6'7". You know, maybe this guy's got more length. You know, you're good on the interior. You got Shaq Mason, you got your center, you got your other guard. You got Tooney, you got Andrews. Those guys are fine. Damn good pros. They'll be good. I don't know. They may draft offensive tackle. Gun to my head, they may trade up to get one.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be the worst? Wouldn't that just be the absolute worst?
I don't know. I feel like Belichick values corners,
he's got a career
tackles,
like Solder?
And pass rushers in the first round, or defensive linemen.
Where'd they pick Solder at?
What a boring
18?
Night that would be.
Or 22.
God, I'm already planning.
You want to win the night, Beetle? You want to win the night?
I want to win the night.
Okay, draft a quarterback then.
Good. Yeah, that would be fun. You kidding me? That would be great.
And some Patriots actually have the chance to steal the night from the Bruins tonight.
If they do something.
If they trade up and get something dynamic.
Yeah, but it'll happen 2 hours after the Bruins game
I understand
game
that, but I'm saying when we come in tomorrow, you know, you sit there and you pick pick an offensive tackle 32 or corner 32.
Okay. Jo'Wan. Jo'Wan. Jo'Wan Williams from Vanderbilt.
No, that's
so it's pronounced
Jo'Wan right.
Jo'Wan.
What the
Jo'Wan.
Jo'Wan. That's not Jo'Wan. How did he come up with that? Was it a typo?
Jo'Wan.
Prompter reader.
Damn
no,
it.
Listen, he spells it. They're, he spells it.
They're so going to draft.
Jo'Wan. Jo'Wan Williams from Vanderbilt.
That's Jo'Wan.
So wait, when did Juan become Jo'Wan?
Jo'Wan. Maybe they pronounce it that way in Wellesley.
Jo'Wan.
Hi, Jo'Wan.
They're absolutely drafting this kid now. That's it. That sealed it. Spelger saying the name like that sealed it. They're getting a corner tonight.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's a great player, though. Everything that you read about him is that he's great.
Tom points out, you did say Jake Paquette back in the day, right?
Yes, you said Jake Paquette.
Paquette.
And they drafted him,
Yeah, we did.
Every time you guys get names wrong, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I said Jake Paquette.
Oh, yeah. Jacoby Brissett.
He called him, too.
They mispronounced another one.
Jojuan.
It's going to be Jojuan.
Jojuan. You're kidding me with that? That is so bad. That is so terrible. All right. Other news on the Patriots. Nelson Aguilar.
No.
He could get traded if the Eagles draft a receiver in the first round.
No, thank you.
He's got $9.25 million coming up this year. Would you swing a trade for Nelson Aguilar?
No, then you extend more to go get a guy like Golden Tate who's more valuable to you.
It's only one year, though. It's only one year.
No.
You only have to have him for 1 year. 1 year, $9 million. That's not some sort of big outlay. It's not a 4-year contract.
Yeah, you know what? Let's
single season.
Who are you getting rid of?
Let's accomplish something tonight. Let's piss Edelman off.
You got $13 million in space right now. You got to sign all your draft picks. You're clearing $9 million.
Bill Belichick says cap space is maneuverable in a number of different ways.
So you're pushing money down the road for Nelson Aguilar.
I'm not. Listen to me.
Bye.
Listen. What if you get him and you extend him?
Starting at nine? That's the starting point? No.
You move money. You're moving money around is what you're doing.
Oh, so you pay more dearly in 3 years for him.
I'm just saying.
If it doesn't work out.
You pay him more than Edelman?
You would have to. Edelman makes garbage. I mean, come on. Let's all
not
be honest.
Guy.
You have to pay.
Not doing it.
Okay. Uh-uh. All right. That's fine. But don't make the thing, you'd pay him more than Edelman. Yeah, you have to pay anybody more than Edelman. Edelman has a terrible contract. Yes. You've got to pay him more than Edelman.
Okay. I'd pay Edelman Julio Jones more than Edelman.
Edelman's
I'd pay
contract
Julio Jones
stinks.
More. Right.
Oh, that's generous.
I'd pay Larry Fitzgerald more.
Yes. How many receivers in the NFL make more money than Julian Edelman?
A lot.
My guess it's at least dozens.
That was part of the problem why Brandon Cooks couldn't be here. Couldn't pay that guy, the 8-9 that he was going to make that year.
All right, but just on the player himself. You interested in that?
No.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think he's that great.
He's not a one. He's not
okay.
A two.
I don't think he really helps your problems at the position.
Nope.
See, I'd take a pass anyway. But I was playing devil's advocate.
Think about it. You got Jeffries. You had Golden Tate. You got Zach Ertz. You got receiving backs. You had Aguilar fit nicely in the scheme of what they did things with. No, thank you. He's too long, too lengthy. I think you could defend him. I think you could put a guy like Gilmore on him and take him out of a game. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm passing.
Yeah.
I'm passing, but you can't just say that it's because a guy makes $9 million that you don't consider it at all. If it's a good player, would you consider it for $9
million?
Yes.
Yeah. A good player.
Yeah.
So I said not for that guy.
Okay, but not Julio Jones, though, either. I mean, you can't go from Nelson Aguilar to the best player in the National Football League at the position.
Well, if he's making 11, then if you're going to do comparable type, ballpark
old
type
Larry
numbers.
Fitzgerald, yes, I'd still pay him more than Edelman. Yeah.
I don't think Edelman gets offended by Larry Fitzgerald. I think Edelman comes in, you got freaking Nelson Aguilar. You're going to give him four times what I get? I'm holding out.
One more question for you. Do you know anything about Jarrett? How do you say it?
Stidham? Jojuan.
No, Stidham.
Oh, Jarrett Stidham. Yeah, I watched him play.
The kid from Auburn?
Yeah, I like him.
Is he good?
He's Danny Etling.
Because his name keeps getting rumored tied to the Patriots.
He had some really good games against Bama. He's big.
He was at Baylor at the start of his career, running that air raid system. Then he went to Auburn. Not a big fan.
Throws picks.
Okay. Yeah. All I know is that ESPN, Matt Bowen, ESPN links him to the Patriots. Says he would be a great fit.
I mean, fourth round. Like, again, if it's third, fourth round, you're taking
Burr
a shot.
Also did, by the way.
He did. Yes. So you got multiple guys that have linked him to the Patriots, too.
See, what they're doing is they're clearing that top tier.
He's not one of those guys in the first two rounds, though, right?
He might be second round.
Oh.
He might be.
But he's a guy who's, he's a backup with some potential. Someday. That's a project.
What Burt wrote was that the people around the league feel that he wasn't coached up to his abilities in college, and a team like the Patriots could coach him up to his abilities in the pros.
I like how we have footage.
This is so nice. This is so great about this studio. We got footage of him or just.
Oh, you know why? Because Josh, our producer at NBC Sports Boston, is like a draft nut.
Good.
He is?
Keep him coming all day,
baby.
He's
a big Mizzou guy. He's itching about Drew Lock tonight.
Oh, you know what? I'm out on him too. Tom Curran also took him off the board. He talks about playing a position as playing a Q. The quarterback, not the Q. Missouri.
So you're out because he calls it the Q?
Corn-eating hick.
I'm sorry. I'm watching these highlights. This kid ain't bad.
Beatles breaking down tape live on air.
This kid's not bad.
Beatles, 6'5".
I didn't know a damn thing about him.
Yeah. Nice ball there.
That's good ball. I mean, there's a problem with the draft. Everyone shows you the best highlights. Like, show me one of his picks.
Yeah, go watch Alabama.
Show me that. Can I watch it? Can I see some bad footage of this kid?
Go watch fourth quarter
That's
Alabama.
That's what I want to see. Yeah. I want to see when he was terrible.
Watch him at LSU.
So he's a Mizzou guy, Josh, our television producer.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ask him if he went there. I don't know if he went there or if he just likes Mizzou.
Yeah. They're coming to Amherst to
Class
play
of
UMass.
He just said.
You know
Class
they're coming to play. They're going to play UMass in Amherst.
When?
Like 3 years from now?
Oh, wow.
They just signed
the
deal.
Worst.
They just signed the deal.
I won't watch Missouri football because of the numbers. They've got the weird numbers on the field and the weird numbers on the uniform. I just can't watch it. It's like a Zoe uniform thing. I can't watch them play.
I remember having to watch it. I remember when Michael Sam came out of there.
I have the date. It's actually 5 years from now, October of 2024. Mm. They're going to come play UMass. Anyway, 617-779-0985. Ah, here come the draft calls. Ha. Here they come.
Yeah.
We'll get to the draft calls and also one more story out of the draft, which is going on in another, thankfully, another NFL city with another NFL franchise. The NFL really is, it's really funny how stupid some of the teams are in the league. Another example of that on full display coming up tonight. We'll tell you about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better
Producer
words.
Jim Lau tells us he's playing bands from Columbus today, including this one.
Ooh.
21 Pilots from Columbus.
Garbage. Older,
trash.
Hate him. Now I'm insecure and I care what people think. You know what it is? It's like, you want to be a rapper, but you're not. You want to be Eminem?
Would you have known this was 21 Pilots?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I believe in informed viciousness, and I know just enough about them to know why I hate them.
If I could turn back time to the vacant days
when your mom is saying, Master Sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Ugh. I'd rather listen to 311 on repeat.
It's garbage. Garbage.
I'm happy someone here would know that. You'd put a gun to my head. I have no idea. Ugh. All the crap now blends together.
It's so crap. That's what it is. It's just crappy. It's a crappy song. Crappy music. Crappy.
In Washington for the Redskins tonight, you know what's happening there? Another egomaniacal lunatic owner is taking over.
Napoleon has taken over the draft. Only the first round, Beetle, by the way. Only the first round. You know what? You football people that have done all the homework of that, second round on, it's all you.
According to sources inside the Redskins organization to a number of different reporters and media outlets, Dan Snyder has taken over the first round of the draft. You know what happened the last time that happened?
What? Oh, yeah, RG3, right?
Yeah, they traded two future number ones and a number two, and they got RG3, which on the surface at the time
was a kid had a great rookie year, man.
Not a terrible move.
He had a great rookie year.
That should have worked out.
His knee fell apart. Remember you made him play with the brace?
Not an awful move.
Made him play with that brace on that awful field. The worst field in the league, the National Football League.
Mike Shanahan ruined that kid.
What a shame.
That's what happened there. So that's what happened the last time. And tonight, the owners, no. GMs, scouts, no. I'll be handling the first round, gentlemen. Get out. Can you imagine having that as your team?
No.
Having to think that that's how things are. Oh, God. What a bad idea that is.
Why do we have to go?
We're doing something secret. Think about just the awful. I don't even
you
say
can,
luck.
You can tell us. It's okay. Maybe we can help.
No.
It's a secret.
Just some of the awful signings they had over the last 10 to 15 years. Even guys like Alex Smith bringing him in, all the guaranteed money. He may never play again or run the right way.
Well, I mean, you're hooked. How do they know that was going to happen?
I know that, but it's just that's like a bad luck one. Yeah, you know, just, ugh, trash. Deshaun Jackson. the money you've given him. Think about the
right now. They're at
players.
15.
Josh Norman,
they have
right?
The 15th pick, and there are rumors that they may move up into the top five.
How good defensively have you been since you had Josh Norman?
Do you know who they want?
No, who they want?
It's those guys.
Haskins.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, I thought they want Haskins.
The rumor is they want to get ahead of the Giants because the Giants have six. And they like Daniel Jones a lot.
Wait a minute. They're going to
trade up into the top
they're
five.
They're going to make, I'm telling you, at 32, not to take Daniel Jones?
They want to get into the top
five. And you're telling me? This could all be smokescreen. Maybe they do like Haskins. I don't know. Maybe Kyler Murray falls to five. I don't know. But that's the rumor.
That's the most entertaining thing tonight is not even like what the Patriots are going to do. It's the top 10, man. This top 10 might be upside down.
Got an inside source at Auburn emailing us. Someone who I think has emailed us many times before. Yeah, this is a regular emailer of ours.
You know, we need to reach out to our former intern from Auburn.
It says, hey, Beetle, I work at Auburn, and I've seen him play, Stidham. I've seen him play the last 2 years. He had a great first year, but he showed no improvement year two. There were also reports that he lost the locker room the second year because he didn't seem to mind losing. I think he may be worth a third or a fourth round pick by the Pats, but if Belichick believes what has been written about him, he won't go after him. Best, Phil in Alabama. Yes. That's a regular emailer right there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. He says, doesn't mind losing. That's not a good sign. Andrew's on Nantucket. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, guys? What's up, Zo?
Get fired up for the Daffodil Festival?
Oh, God, tell me about it. Zo, question for you. Now, Belichick, do you look at the regular season opponents as well when it comes into the later rounds and try to fill a need if you know who you're playing two times a year in the
division? Excellent question.
I always wonder that. You know, do you look ahead and say, you know what, we have holes to fill because this team that we're going to play in division has these players that we really need to look out for? I always wonder about that. Appreciate your time, boys.
All right, man. It's an excellent question. And you always looked at this from a team-building standpoint, like the year they went out and got Revis, because then you look at, holy crap, look at the schedule and the 6'5" guys that they have to play and why they got a guy like Brandon Browner to combo with him. Because on the backside, you'd be physical with a guy at 6'4". You know, the X, the guy that's really not going to be your speed guy. Yeah? Yeah, from a team-building standpoint.
They've done it in free
absolutely.
Agency, right?
Sure. That's what they've done in free agency. You know? Without a doubt. That's a good question. Yeah. Schedule. What can that do? Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty good schedule this year, too, from a standpoint of travel when the bye comes, week 10. And again, it's that stretch, man, which ends with Kansas City here in the middle of December. Kansas City has become the new Pittsburgh to you.
Yeah. Let's get back to some more of your calls. Also, Zoe asked the question yesterday, how did the Blue Jackets get their name? We'll try and fill in those blanks for you. Coming up next, and more on the Bruins as we get ready for game one tonight of their second round series. Don't go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I see fields of green, red roses too. I see. What the hell is this?
Not Louis Armstrong. I hope
the days come. Oh, this is from Chow, the race car movie. Disney.
Cars.
It's
about that movie about cars. What's it called?
Life is a highway. I can drive it all night long. It's Rascal Flatts. They're from Columbus.
Why do I feel like Zoe would really like living in Columbus?
I would dig it.
Why
good
do I feel like it's his type of place?
We have something later for that.
You like corn? Long way? All night long.
You wanted to know how they got their name yesterday, right?
The Blue Jackets.
Yeah, Blue Jackets. Yeah. This is from NHL.com.
Michael Scott listened to this when he was driving up to New Hampshire with, what's her name, when she got relocated after their affair was public. Go ahead.
Okay, in conjunction with Wendy's restaurants.
Wendy's nuts, yeah.
The franchise held a name the team contest throughout Central Ohio in August of 1997.
That is Wendy's country, Central Ohio.
Which gave Chilling. Fans throughout the area an opportunity to name the team. Over 14,000 entries were submitted during the Name the Team contest.
Did you say gay
majority
fans?
On what?
Did you say gay fans?
What?
No, I didn't understand what he said. Wendy's. We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah. There's. I don't know.
Never mind.
I don't know what you thought I said.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They narrowed the 14,000 entries down to 10 names. And then the franchise itself,
yeah,
with the owner, John McConnell, they narrowed the list of 10 names down to 2. Blue Jackets was one of them.
Yep.
Do you want to know what the other was?
Yes.
Justice.
The Columbus Justice.
What are you sitting a guy? What, you got a guy in a black robe and a hammer sitting there banging his mallet? Hear ye, hear ye.
Jim, we need to listen to John Mellencamp. It's from the Scarecrow album. The song is called Justice and Independence 85. You remember that track, though? Long about track 7 on that album. Justice and Independence 85.
Not sure of that one.
Thank you. John Mellencamp.
So,
Scarecrow record.
Yeah, I think they picked the right name.
It was first thought that the Blue Jackets were named after the Indian chief, Blue Jacket.
One blue, one way, one blue.
From Xenia, Ohio. But that was not the case. In fact, it was related to the American history and great pride and patriotism exhibited by the citizens in Ohio,
yeah,
especially during the Civil War, as both the state of Ohio and the city of Columbus were significantly influential on the Union Army. Ohio contributed more of its population to the Union Army than any other state, while many of the blue coats worn by the Union soldiers were manufactured in Columbus.
Oh,
that seems like a pretty good fit, doesn't it?
Blue Jackets.
They made the Blue Jackets, yep, in Columbus? There you go.
I like the cannon logo they had, too.
They had it up.
Yep.
Yeah, they wore a patch on their uniform for many, many years that had a cannon on it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool looking.
I don't know if it's still there. I don't think it is.
They threw it up on
simulcast. I get it confused
yesterday
with the Boston Cannons.
I think it's an alternate logo.
I like it. I think their logo's pretty cool. I think both of their logos are cool.
No, but they used to have a patch on the jersey
that
they always wore. The cannon was in the patch.
Yeah.
That doesn't. No, there's another one. That is the alternate, but there's another one, too.
Civil War.
Civil War cannon.
Yeah. Gettysburg. Battle Gettysburg.
The Jerky Boys.
Here we go. We're going right back to Remember the Titans.
The Jerky Boys call about the Civil War cannon.
I don't remember that. What was that one?
But here's where I think people get confused. And I think so. This may be where you got confused.
What's that?
Right? Because, okay, you've got a very patriotic theme.
Yes.
Star-studded ribbon.
Yep.
You've got 13 stars in it, right? 13 colonies. A very patriotic thing.
Very.
And then all of a sudden they introduce their mascot, Stinger. A bug with an attitude.
What?
And that's attitude with a capital A. It's important to note
attitude
that.
With a capital A. So that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Well, he's a symbol to characterize the citizens of Columbus.
This is real?
Known for their hard work and pride for their team. Now, does it make sense, Beetle?
No.
Oh.
So you got a bee running around.
Which is why yesterday... Which is why yesterday, Zoe said...
I even brought it up as a joke.
I don't get it. Like, I know what a yellow jacket is, but what the hell's a blue jacket?
Right.
Because their mascot is this hornet-looking thing that wears a hockey jersey. What's the point of that?
They don't even put a blue jacket on him?
No, he wears a blue...
What a perfect opportunity to dress him up like a Civil War soldier.
No, he wears a blue jacket's jersey.
No, he wears a navy blue blazer. With khaki pants.
This won't last long.
Looks like he's going for an internship interview.
Yeah, this won't last long. Because remember when the Pittsburgh Steelers tried to...
What do you mean last long? It's been around for 15 years.
Well,
how long have they been around?
Remember when the Pittsburgh Steelers tried to force Steely McBeam down your throat? It looked like Tom with one of his hats on, like a Steeler hat, with that massive skull. And the guy that just holds the hatchet out in front of the tire auto place down in Oklahoma and you're driving on Route 66.
Like the Boilermaker.
Yeah, the Boilermaker. Lumberjack Tom, here he is, Steely McBeam. They got rid of that. They run stuff out of Pittsburgh.
You got to have a mascot.
Right.
You gotta have the stinger with the bug with an attitude.
I run around with like somebody dressed up in a Civil War outfit carrying one of those muskets.
They also have a secondary mascot.
And shoot it off. Boom.
Named Boomer, who's a cannon.
That is the name of the Boston Cannons mascot, Boomer. Ah. He is a cannon.
Well, so they ripped off the Boston Cannons mascot.
Well, they probably had it first.
I don't know. I don't know when they came up with their
is it
cannon.
An inflatable cannon, though?
Would Rucker do this?
This guy's got the inflatable suit on.
Yeah, dude. Just put the cannon out there.
Two wheels on either side. One wheel on either side of him.
Shoot it. He ends it after every goal.
But it appears that Boomer was short-lived. They only had him for a short period of time, and then they ditched Boomer.
Mm. Well, when you got a bug with an attitude.
Capital A.
What else do you need?
Attitude with a capital A.
They tried a bug that was just gregarious, and it didn't work. They tried a bug that was sleepy, and the fans didn't care for it. They went to Stinger, the bug with an attitude, and that got the crowd going.
There he is. He's got his jersey on, Jim.
What's wrong? It's a little like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
What's wrong with his face?
More than a little.
It does have a Ninja Turtle look to it with those red eyes.
It looks like a Geico.
When I saw bug, I thought immediately like Zoe B.
Yeah, looks like a lizard.
What's he stinging? Where's the stinger?
It's in the back.
Look how fired up the fans look.
And stingers are bad in hockey. Ask Tuukka. He got a stinger when he got pushed back into his own goal the other night. You don't want a stinger. You need to keep that word away from the ice.
Pete in Ohio. Pete, what do you have for us?
Hey, you, Beetle, you already stole my thunder. As far I heard both stories about the name of the Blue Jackets. It was actually originally they said it was an Indian chief named Tecumseh. Who wore his tribe wore blue jackets, and I also heard the story about the blue jackets with the Union Army. That a lot of the northern Ohio area was where the uniforms came from, and there was a lot of Union up there. Hey, I just want to say this: I live in Cincinnati. I'm from the Boston area originally. Man, the Blue Jackets, the hockey program, they don't. You never hear anything down in Cincinnati, which is only an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half away.
Yeah.
They don't do any marketing down in Cincinnati.
Can I ask you a question?
Funny.
Do you, now that you live in Cincinnati, have you taken to the chili on spaghetti with the onions?
I've been here 26 years. I do not like it.
It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen and heard of and even tried.
It's odd because those are all things that I think you like, right?
I like them chili? All, but not together.
You like chili, right?
I love chili.
You like spaghetti?
I love spaghetti.
Why not together?
Because you get the beans and...
I've never had it, but it doesn't sound disgusting.
I've never had it either, but
there are things that you hear and you're like, that sounds awful.
They cover all of them, and it's called like City Chili and Skyline Chili. They're all the big ones down in Cincinnati. And they cover them with raw onions, like all over the plate.
Well, that seems a little extreme.
But that comes with it. That's like you eat it that way. Like you go to Oneyville Wiener Systems, you're getting it done a certain way. It's the red sauce, onions, and mustard. Boom. That's how you do the dog. And don't offend us with something else. They got the best rib joint, though.
Montgomery, you know what I love about Cincinnati? It's in the Eastern time zone, but it's really in the Western, right on the edge of the time zone.
Yeah.
The sun goes down late there.
Yeah.
Get a lot of sunlight hours if you live in Cincinnati.
Mm. Problem is you're in Cincinnati.
That is true. It's still Cincinnati, but that part of it is nice.
Do you know Boomer Sison?
If you live out there.
The only thing is, it does make a difference in the morning. Now, if you're like a morning person, because I've lived on the two extremes now, well, the people like in Western Michigan, that's crazy. Traverse City up there,
you go
north and you're on the western edge of the Eastern time zone. I've got buddies who live up there. They'll be outside in their basketball in the middle of the summer with no lights on, playing basketball in the driveway 10:30 at night.
Shut up.
It's crazy. It's
that's like Alaska.
So long. But the trade-off is the morning hours.
Yeah.
Like,
dark at 9 a.m.
No, it's not dark at 9 a.m., but it's like...
sun's coming up at 8.
6 o'clock in the morning is like, daylight time, as opposed to out here. If you like getting up early, it's like, oh, you can be outside and, have actual daylight at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
In the middle of the summer. That's your trade-off.
I talked to Boomer about this, and Boomer played quarterback in Cincinnati for a long time.
He's good for golf.
Don't bother me. Boomer didn't like in the city of Cincinnati, in the area there, that he actually went across the river. He lived in Kentucky when he played in Cincinnati.
A lot of people live in Kentucky there. The airport's in Kentucky when you go to Cincinnati.
Lexington, talk about another sneaky good town.
Yeah.
That's nice. Northern Kentucky.
Good hoops.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Is that your Mason-Dixon line there, Beetle? Is that pretty much that border between Kentucky and Ohio? We should look that up. We should know where the Mason-Dixon line runs. We should. That's something we should know as adults.
Very relevant.
As human.
Here in 2019.
Okay. You know what? Sometimes it's good just to know things. You know things, whether they're relevant or not.
If it's Quincy. Yeah, he knows everything about Quincy.
Well, let's talk about patriotism.
Which is everything.
Shoosh.
We could probably offer Columbus a couple tips on the hockey team. They made a good choice. They went very patriotic with their
team. We're doing some calls next?
We'll get some calls
Thanks
here.
For hanging.
Got 90 seconds. Let's just get a check of the headlines with Artie. We'll go right to your calls. That sound okay with you?
Yeah, don't go
anywhere. We'll talk some Bruins. Yeah, all right. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Okay.
All good. Yeah, okay.
Hockey.
Hockey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.